the problem, according to Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges, is that we have substituted emotionally charged images for the calmer ideas often conveyed through the printed word. On television, in movies and music, and increasingly online, the humble word of text is trumped by dazzling audio visuals.
The ability to control thought is most effectively done through image and spectacle. That is, at its core, the systems, communication systems that are used by totalitarian regimes. When you sever yourself from a print-based society, and you could look at the sort of authoritarian control of the church in the Middle Ages, which kept the Bible as its private domain and only allowed the masses to hear the Bible through its intermediaries.
In today's world, access to information is essential for work, for health, and to be knowledgeable citizens. But 4 in 10 Americans are reading at below intermediate level or are illiterate, and many more rely on a diet of sensationalistic media.
Breaking news.
He's alive and at home right now. That little 6-year-old boy, Falcon, we are now being told we don't know how this happened, whether he ever, in fact, was aboard that runaway balloon, whether
he got Paris Hilton yesterday. She was going to the gym and just on her cell phone the whole time. And apparently, after all the hoopla,
we have never lived in a society where the capacity and ability to disseminate images and create pseudo events, which are mistaken for reality, has utterly dominated our daily lives. We are bombarded and assaulted with these images. We are a culture completely awash in lies. And when you cut yourself off from print, when you have images that make you feel certain ways, you begin to confuse how you are made to feel with knowledge. You begin to confuse propaganda with ideology. You begin to confuse brands with actual experiences. And the danger of living in a post-literate world, which America is rapidly becoming, is that we lack the capacity, the intellectual capacity, to distinguish between reality and illusion.
Chris Hedges, a former New York Times reporter, says that distinguishing between dreams and cold reality became a survival skill in his years covering battlefields in Central America, the Balkans, and elsewhere. But today, based in Princeton, New Jersey, Chris is filled with a kind of lament. His book, Empire of Illusion, declares that the America he was born in is, quote, so diminished as to be unrecognizable. He complains that shallow media and stage-managed politics weaken our citizenry and undermine our ability to make informed choices in a democracy.
Having been a war correspondent for nearly 2 decades, the reality of industrial violence is something that I know intimately. The machines of violence, industrial warfare, which has been with us since World War I, people may know the names of weapon systems, but they don't actually understand the awesome power of, anti-tank missiles or 155 howitzers or 90-millimeter tank rounds or 500 or 1,000-pound iron fragmentation bombs to deliver death on a scale unseen in human history. The image of war that is presented can be portrayed so graphically that people who have never been to war believe they have some concept of what war is about. And those
sort of a virtual war.
Well, it's, for instance, watching Saving Private Ryan. It's very effective and very powerful.